You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good evening, everyone. Okay, so I'm really happy to be back here. If you don't know me, I'm Pastor Jerry. I used to be one of the pastors here in Metro East, but since we have planted our church in Antipolo, so mas dun yun na po ako makikita. Okay, but I'm really happy to be back here in our 7 p.m. service. Okay, so I'm really happy to be back and to be able to preach the Word of God to you this evening. And for some of you who just came in for the first time, we're actually starting this series entitled Hark. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo ginagamit yung word na hark in your everyday conversation? Diba? Yung I hark you. Parang gana. Hindi naman, diba? So, ano ba kasi yung ibig sabihin ng word na hark? When you use the word hark, it actually means to listen. Yun po yung ibig sabihin ng hark. That's why it now makes sense and it's now more it's easier for us to understand yung kanta na pang Christmas na may gumagamit ng word na hark. Ano yung kanta yung hark? Ayan. Thank you. Ang gagaling yung tumula. Okay, so, ibig sabihin, listen to the angels singing. And today, in this series, we want to talk about the messages that God relayed through the angels to the people that's about to encounter Jesus Christ when He was born. Okay, and since Hark talks about listening, we want every one of us to understand what are the things that we want to listen to or what God wants us to understand when He spoke those messages to the people that He encountered or to the people that He allowed His angels to encounter in the New Testament. So pag-uusapan natin yun today and for the next 3 weeks. For today, we're gonna talk about Zechariah. Sa mga susunod nating week, pag-usapan natin si Mary, si Joseph, and even the shepherds that are present during the time of Jesus' birth. So today, si Zechariah pag-usapan natin. Pero bago natin gawin yon, would it be okay if I would ask you this question? The question is, what is something that you are hoping for that will make your Christmas a Merry Christmas? Ano yung magpapa-merry nung Christmas mo? Something that you're hoping for, something na gusto mo mangyari, something na inaasa mo. So let's try to find out amongst you kung ano yung mga sagot niyo, okay? So, who among you here, ang sagot niyo or ang sagot ng seatmate niyo has something to do with finances? Sino sa inyo yung sagot ng katabi niyo has something to do with health? Health concerns? Konti lang. Great. Okay, konti lang yung may problema sa pangangatawan niya. How many of you here, it has something to do with relationships? Okay. Mayroon konti. Family. Ayan, dumadami na. How about love life? Ha? Yung iba nagtaas, sabi niya, yes po, pastor. Tapos nakatingin sa katabi. Siya pala yung inohope mo nung for Christmas. I realized, lahat tayo dito, we may vary in our answers, but we all have something that we're hoping for when it comes to this season. In fact, for some of us, yung iba doon sobrang malalaki, sobrang mukhang imposible mangyari. For some of us, simple lang naman, parang kayang-kayang mangyari. But regardless of the gravity or the magnitude of the things that we're hoping for, we all have something that we're hoping for. Now, think about this. What if those things that we're hoping for, that we are hoping for, will not come to pass? What if those things will not happen? What if those things that we're hoping for did happen, or does happen, but it happened in a way that we don't, hindi yung kung paano natin gustong mangyari. Not exactly the way we wanted it. Or what if that thing that we're hoping for is taking forever? Ang tagal dumating. Now we ask this question. Is it possible for us to still hope? Is it still possible for us to find the reason for us to keep on hoping on things, on life? Or probably ask this question, to what or to whom should we put our hope into if we are to keep on hoping? Those are the questions that we want to answer for tonight as we talk about the scripture, as we talk about the story of Zechariah. So can I invite you to all stand? We're going to read in the book of Luke. So bring out your Bible And let's look to Luke. Chapter 1, verses 11 to 18. Says there, "And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready for the Lord a people prepared.' And Zechariah said to the angel, 'How shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years.'" Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your scripture. And I pray, God, that through the story of Zechariah, we would learn to put our hope in you. And thank you, Lord, for you would speak to us. Allow us to listen to you through the guidance of your Holy Spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in this scripture, before natin pag-usapan yung binasa natin scripture, let me first give you a background of this story. Okay, this is a very momentous moment, yung mangyayari dito sa buhay ni Zechariah. Because at this moment, okay, in Israel as a nation, it's already momentous. It's already something that is very significant. Because I want you to understand that, let's say, in this particular time when this angel appeared to Zechariah, there has never been an instance like that for 600 years. Wala pa pong nangyayaring ganun. So the last time that an angel appeared to a man with a message from God was during the time of Daniel pa in the Old Testament. So from the time of Daniel to the time of Zechariah, that's 600 years. Ganun katagal. In fact, you would also find out in the Bible that it has also been around 600 years since the last time that God performed a miracle showcasing his power to man. And the last time that it happened was actually with Daniel as well, when he was in the lion's den. So imagine nyo, antagal. For the longest time, okay, as far as history is concerned, the people of God, the Israelites, knows that God performs miracles. That God is the one exercising his power towards his people. But during this time, for 600 years, they did not see anything like that. It became history. And also, not only that, for 400 years, God has not spoken to his people through a prophet. So there was never a time that na nag-speak yung prophet to say the message from God for 400 years. So we could actually say that God was silent for 400 years. So now this very moment where this angel was about to speak the word of God to Zechariah was something that is life-changing. You know why? Because for the longest time, for 400 years, God is now about to break his silence. And if you're that person in that situation, won't you be curious a bit? What would God say to me? What is God about to say that is it is so important that he's willing to break 400 years of silence? Yun yung po yung mangyayari doon. And that message was actually about to be delivered, about to be relayed to Zechariah. Sino ba si Zechariah? What makes him so special? Ano bang meron sa buhay niya? Zechariah is actually a priest. Okay, he is someone who serves in church or in during their time. He is someone who serves in the altar of the Lord. At this particular moment, he's about to serve and magkaroon siya ng burnt offerings, incense. Now, the Bible says, during his time, he's just one of the 18,000 priests who are serving in the temple. One out of 18,000. Ibig sabihin, yung chances na siya yung mapipili, sobrang once in a blue moon lang, sobrang pag napili ka, hindi man na mangyayari yun. Pero, na-jackpotan. Okay? So kung siguro kung ikaw dun sa mga tao na who wants to serve, medyo matutuwa ka. But for his particular situation, hindi po yung mas nakakatuwa. Because there is such a high expectation when it comes to a priest who is about to serve the offering in the altar of the Lord. In fact, you have to be so blameless, so clean, so righteous before God, because if there's any hint of unrighteousness or sin before you, upon entering the altar of the Lord, you might actually die. The Bible says, when Zechariah entered the altar, the rest of the priest, yung mga best friend niya, yung mga barkada niya, they were actually praying. I mean, we could already imagine ano kayang pinagpe-pray nila. Sana makalabas pa si Zechariah. Sana bubuhay pa siya. And this particular man, I want you to know that pag tinignan mo yung background niya, we could actually have confidence that he would actually survive that service. Because the Bible also tells us that this man, alongside with his spouse, is someone righteous before God. In fact, the Bible says they are blameless. Wala kang masasabi sa pag-uugali nila. They were always right before God. But they have a concern. There is something that they are hoping for. There is something that they are wishing na mangyari, magkaroon sana sila. You know what that is? They were hoping that they would have a baby. Because the Bible says, si Elizabeth, yung asawa niya, is actually barren, baog, and both of them are old already. So yung possibility of them having a baby is quite small. Okay? So, or impossible. That's why, if there's anything that they are hoping for, that is to have a baby. So yun yung desire nila. Now, can you imagine the drama? Can you imagine the hopelessness in the situation of this particular man that God chose to speak his message? He is a man who is experiencing a number of days, of number of years of hopelessness, believing God for a baby and yet nothing's coming. Believing that there would be a miracle yet it's not coming to pass. And now, he's even picked to be someone who would represent the people of God before God in the temple. So pagpasok niya doon, hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari. And guess what? The unexpected happened. Upon entering the temple, upon entering the time when he was about to serve the sacrifice of incense, an angel appeared before him. And this angel said, "Do not fear." Parang kung ikaw yun, parang lalo akong matatakot eh. Hindi lang siguro yung voice, I could just imagine, this angel is actually someone who is fearsome, nakakatakot. Not because mukha siyang monster, but because this man is a warring angel. He is Gabriel, the stature, the confidence, yung sobrang intimidating. Nakakita na ba kayo ng ganun? Sobrang makita mo lang siya, parang medyo nakakatakot, medyo parang kakasindak. I mean, this person is someone who is warring against demons. So imagine yung dating. And not only that, the Bible says, when you talk about angels, angels would come here on earth either to deliver a message that comes from God or to slay you, to slay for God. So kung ikaw yung nasa posisyon ni Zechariah, naku, may dumating na angel. May message kaya siya sa akin? O papatayin na ako ng angel? So hindi mo masisisi kung matakot si Zechariah. No wonder the angel told him, "Do not fear," because nakakatakot. And then after saying that, the angel delivered the message. It was a word of hope for Zechariah and for the land of Israel. But I do believe that that same word that was given to them is a word of hope for all of us as well. That's why today, tonight, we want to dig deeper to that word that was delivered to him. Because as we dig deeper there, I do believe that we would also find hope amidst the situation, amidst the circumstances that we are facing today. Do you believe that? Let's go back to the scripture. What's the first encouragement that God relayed through the angel for Zechariah? This is what was said. In verse 13, it says there, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard.'" This tells us that God hears our prayers. This is the word of hope for him. that though, yes, there has been years of praying, there has been years of asking God for this breakthrough, but finally, God is telling him, be assured, be confident, find hope, realize that God hears your prayers. Your prayers were never in vain. Have you ever felt that those situations or encountered those situations when you were praying and it felt like parang hindi naman nadinig ni Lord, parang hanggang bubong lang ng bahay namin na abot ng prayer ko? Kasi naramdaman yung feeling na parang gusto mo mag-pray, Lord, magpe-pray kasi ako, sana magkaroon ako ng financial breakthrough. Tapos pagkasabi mo kay Lord noon, sabi mo, Lord, please text back. Kasi you don't know how you would be able to verify kung nakarating sa kanya. Hindi mo alam kung natanggap niya ba talaga, nadinig mo ba, Lord, yung prayer ko. But here, God was assuring Zechariah, your prayers were heard. Your prayers were received. God was mindful of your concern. And I do believe the same goes for all of us. Maybe for some of us here, we're praying for the same thing over and over again. Maybe for the longest time, we have been praying for those things, for great things, for good things. But God is assuring us, your prayers have been heard. Your prayers are not wasted. God knows exactly what you utter during those times of prayer. And God remembers them. God hears our prayers. There was a boy who constantly prays to God. But one time, he found out that it's already Christmas season. So he said to himself, I want to ask God for something special. So that day, what he did was, he went to his room, knelt on the floor, and talked to God, saying, Lord Jesus, it's Christmas time. Christmas is fast approaching. Lord, I ask that you would bless me with the bike. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay, then natulog na yung bata. The next day, tiningnan niya yung Christmas tree. Sabi niya, nandun na ba yung bike ko? Wala pa. Pagdating ng gabi, bumalik sa kwarto. Diretso ulit. Knelt down, prayed to God, Lord Jesus, I pray for a bike. Thank you. Tapos tulog na ulit. Nabukasan, tinignan niya ulit. Wala pa din. Day in, day out, ginagawa niya yun. Hanggang sa dumating yung point, December 24 na. So kinabukasan na yung Christmas. Sabi niya, ando na ba yung Christmas tree? Ay, wala pa yung bike. This time, na nakita niya na wala pa yung bike, instead of going directly to his room, he went to the other room. Pumunta sa kabilang kwarto, and there, he found the altar of Mama Mary. Then sabi niya, kumuha ng kumot, binalot si Mama Mary sa kumot, tapos bumalik sa kwarto, tapos tinago sa ilalim ng kama. Tapos lumuhod ulit. Sabi niya, Lord Jesus, kung gusto mo pang makita ang nanay mo, bigyan mo ako ng bike bukas. What happened there? There was this kid who thought all this time yung prayer niya hindi nadidinig. So ginawa niya ng paraan, gumawa siya ng paraan that is not honoring before God. Kinidnap yung nanay. But the thing about that is, it's funny when you hear that story. But the thing is, how many of us here at times is like that boy? We would come to God, ask God, Lord, I desperately need these finances. I desperately need that person to be mine. I desperately need to have this breakthrough. Tapos you're gonna pray over and over. Tapos you're gonna ask, dumating na ba? Nangyari na ba? Then suddenly you find yourself desperate already. And then you're gonna do things. You're gonna do things to coerce God. Some people would do it positively, saying to God, Lord, pag binigay mo yung hiniwish ko, pag binigay mo yung hinohope for ko, magsaserve ako sa church. Lahat ng volunteer ministry, dadaanan ko yan. Pag nag-tithes ako, hindi 10%, 90%. Yung alam mo yung parang kasi pag ginawa mo yung makakonvince ka, sige na nga, bigay ko sa'yo. Yung iba naman, negative yung approach. Sabihin nila, parang yung ginawa ng bata, Lord, pa-Lord-Lord ka pa, tapos di, sabi mo, Lord Jesus, kapag hindi mo binigay sa akin yung puso niya, hindi na ako mag-church, hindi na ako magpe-pray, hindi na ako magiging Christian. Nawalan ka ng tagasunod. You're lost. Parang ganon. Parang utang na loob pa ni God na nagsisimba ka. Sometimes we think like that kid. When we entertain the lie in our mind that God is not listening or God is not hearing our prayers. But that is a lie. Sometimes hindi natin namamalayan, naniniwala na pala ako sa kasinungalingan na to. But God is breaking that lie tonight. And God is assuring you, yes, you may not have received that answer to your prayer yet, but God heard your prayer. And God is fully aware. And God, in His perfect time, would allow us to receive what we are praying for according to His will, according to His way. And this leads me to my second point, that God answers our prayers. God answers our prayers. The Bible says in the story of Zechariah, in verse 13, but the angel said to him, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. God is saying here, yes, dadinig ko yung panalangin mo, but at the same time, I'm gonna answer it. I'm gonna respond to it. And not only that, sabi niya, I'm not just gonna answer it, I'm gonna answer it because it's gonna do you good. In verse 14 says there, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. God is saying, the answer to my, the answer to your prayer, I'm giving it to you because it would be good for you. It would always be good. When God answers our prayers, it's always for our good. Because our God is a good God. He would never grant us the things that we're praying for if it would not cause us something good. Pag makakasama yan sa tingin, ibibigay ba sa atin ni Lord yun? Siyempre, hindi. Sino sa inyo nakakita na kayo sa bahay nyo, meron kayo ng mga chikiting, yung mga sobrang maliliit na bata, yung ang cute? Yung parang ang cute na mga pisngay, gusto mong kurot-kurot. Tapos sobrang cute nila, yung tipong gusto mong pagbigyan kahit anong gustuhin nila kasi sasaya sila. Nakakita na ba kayo ng ganun mga bata? Oo, siguro iba sa inyo ganun kayo ng bata, di ba? So ngayon, but how many of you here, if that very cute kid would come to you and tell you, Mommy, Daddy, I'm down on my knees begging you, please. Diba? Sabihin sa'yo na, gustong gusto ko na itong gift na to. Please naman, ibigay mo sa akin. Pag ginawa mo to, lahat ng papagawa mo sa akin, gagawin ko lahat. Lagi kitang susundin. Lagi kitang mamahalin. Sige na, Daddy, Mommy, bigyan mo na ako ng kutsilyo. Sino sa inyo, in your right mind, would give that kid or that child a knife? No one, right? Because you are good parents. Because you are good. The same goes for God. Our God is a good God. That's why kahit pa anong dasal mo dyan, kahit pa lumuhod ka sa asin, dahil gustong-gusto mo na matanggap yung answer to your prayer, if it's not gonna do you good, if it's gonna harm you, why would God give it to us? That's why there are such things as unanswered prayers. Because God did not give you the answer to your prayer because it's probably not for the best. It's probably gonna harm you. You see, more than 2 years ago, for me, I married the most beautiful woman in the world. Okay, so, ayan. Diba sabi nila, Pastor, jackpot po kayo. Yung asawa niyo, consolation lang. Consolation lang. But, you know what, this woman, I do believe, is the most beautiful woman in the world. But at the same time, siya po yung pinakamatalinong babae sa buong mundo. Ako yung pinili eh. Diba? So, ngayon, enough about that. When we got married, when people get married, most of the time, merong popular hashtag na nilalagay sa picture. Yung hashtag, answered prayer. But guess what? There's another hashtag that I would like to attach to that when we got married. Hashtag, unanswered prayer. Because our marriage, our wedding, is actually a result of those two. Yes, it's an answered prayer because I prayed for her and God responded, God gave her to me. But at the same time, it's a result of numerous unanswered prayers. Kasi, nung elementary pa lang ako, nung high school pa lang ako, may mga girls na rin ako nagustuhan. And I'm sure, at those times, I also prayed to the Lord, Lord, sana maging kami na. Sana maging kami forever. Sana kami magkatuluyan. Sana hindi na kami maghiwalay. Pero, unanswered prayer. Hindi nangyari. And because of those unanswered prayers, God finally allowed me to have the best that He has prepared for me. Then I finally found my answered prayer. That moment was actually a product of answered prayers and unanswered prayers. I'm saying this because how many of us have expressed gratitude before God for all the unanswered prayers in our lives? How many of us here, dumating, nung nag-pray ka kay Lord ng matindi, tapos hindi sinagot, yung kabaligtaran yung nangyari? How many of us here had come to the Lord and said, Lord, thank you, unanswered prayer. Thank you, God, hindi nangyari yung gusto ko. Can you imagine the countless times that you look back and you're saying before na, Lord, sana magkaroon ako ng financial breakthrough, yung kailangan kong pera dumating sa akin. Pero ngayon you're grateful kasi hindi sinagot ni Lord. Kasi kung binigay niya yung dati sa'yo, siguro hindi ka masipag sa pagtatrabaho mo. Siguro hindi mo pinaghihirapan yung pera mo. How many of us here, we went back to God saying, Lord, buti na lang hindi mo sinagot nung pinanalangin ko sa'yo na sana maging kami. Ngayon, sana nagsisisi ako kung naging kami. Bad breath pala. Pogi nga, bad breath naman. Parang ganun. So parang, minsan, we have to realize that where you are right now, the blessings that you're enjoying right now, the good things that you have right now is actually a product of God's goodness expressed in unanswered prayers. You know why God is doing that? Because God is good and He answers our prayers. Not according to your desire, not according to your preference, but according to His will. And when it comes to His will, diba, it will always be about His timing. Look at Zechariah. I'm sure when he was a bit younger, he was praying for a child already. But did God comply? No. But God gave him a child later on, according to God's timetable, not to Zechariah's timetable. When he was young, he was probably saying, God, I want a child. Bata pa kami. It's very feasible for us to have a child. But guess what? God did not comply. God allowed him to have a child when he was already old and when Elizabeth was already confirmed barren. Why? Because God wants to showcase that this is my way and this is my power. When they were praying, they were asking for a baby. And God is good. God granted them a baby. But guess what? Not just for the purpose of making them happy, but also for the purposes that God has set for that baby, which is to become the John the Baptist who would prepare the way for Jesus Christ. It's always according to His will. Not our wants, not our preferences, but nonetheless, God answers our prayers. And that is the hope that God is relaying to Zechariah. And I do believe that's the same word of hope that God is relaying to all of us this afternoon, this evening. Whatever circumstance that you are going through right now, maybe there are dire situations in your finances, maybe there are difficult situations in your relationships, maybe there are seemingly impossible things in your love life. Okay lang yan. Siguro nung bata-bata ka pa, ang kanta mo sa buhay. Siguro pagdating ng panahon, magiging ikaw din at ako. Parang gano'n na yung kanta mo pagdating ng panahon. Pero lumipas yung pagpipray mo, hindi nagiging kayo. After 5 years, pinalta mo na yung kanta mo. Kanta mo na kay God, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Kasi hindi na nga. Tapos dumaan, 20 years ka na nagpipray para sa Kanya. Hindi pa rin Kanya pinapansin. Ang kanta mo na, take me out of the dark, Lord. So, kahit pa gaano ka dire yung situation mo, kahit pa gaano ka hopeless it may seem, God is saying, find the hope in Him because our God answers our prayers. And you know what? The good news is, when He answers our prayers, we're up for a surprise because God's answers are greater than our prayers. God's answers are greater than our prayers. In the Bible, sabi ko nga kanina, they just prayed for a baby. An ordinary baby. But what God gave them is a baby with a great destiny. Bible says, this is destiny, the baby John. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, one of the most popular prophets in the Old Testament. Sabi nung, kasing tindi nun, yung magiging anak mo. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. He's saying, you know what? I'm not just giving you a child. I'm not just giving you a baby. I'm giving you someone who would play a significant role so that God would be known. Someone who would be a blessing not just to your own family, but even to the families that would come generation after generation. In fact, as we speak right now, we're also being blessed because there was a baby that was born in the lineage of Zechariah, and that baby was John the Baptist. Imagine the impact. Imagine the great destiny. Imagine how great God provided beyond what they asked for. Because that is our God. God answers are greater, far greater than our prayers. Ganun magbigay si Lord. There was a man by the name of George Washington Carver, and he was born in a city where there's lots of poverty experienced by people. But him being quite intellectual, he's actually a botanist. So he asked God, Lord, can you reveal to me the secrets of the universe so that if I would know that, I could use those wisdom, those secrets to help my friends, the people in our village. But guess what? What God told him because of his request is what God said. Little man, you're not big enough to know the secrets of my universe, but I'll show you the secret of the peanut. Yung mani. Because during that time, parang damo lang yung mani sa lugar nila. Nagkahalat lang, tinatapak-tapakan lang. But God said, you're not ready for the secrets of the universe. Let's start with the secret of a peanut. Him being faithful to what God said, researched, studied more about the peanut. And guess what happened next? After a few years, he discovered that there are 300 uses for peanut. And because of that, it turned the economy of their city around. From a city who is poor, they become an industrialized city because of his discoveries, because of the secret that was revealed to him through that peanut. Diba? Simpleng wish lang, simpleng hope lang, simpleng prayer lang. But God gave him far and beyond what he had asked for, because that is how good our God is. When God answers, His answers is always greater than our prayers. Today, let me ask you, what are you praying for? What are the things that you're asking of God? Be expectant that God would be the one to answer that according to His will. But also, be expectant that when God answers it, it would be so great. It would be so big. It would be such a great blessing na hindi lang ikaw yung mabibless. Pati yung mga tao sa paligid mo, yung pamilya mo, the people in your city, in your village, even in our nation and other nations. That is how God is. Because God's answers are always greater than our prayers. You see, I could just imagine kung ano yung nafe-feel ni Zechariah during that moment. Receiving all that, realizing that, grabe, who am I? Na si God has been silent for 400 years. Then finally, He spoke and He's speaking that message for me. Probably kung ikaw yung nasa situation niya, ma-encourage ka na, sige, I'm full of hope, I'm encouraged, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna claim that. Guess what? That's not what happened. Iba yung nangyari. We're gonna go back to the scripture. Upon hearing those words of hope, this is how he responded. He said, as Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years. Ito yung mga statement na parang ano eh, may hashtag ka nang pwedeng ilagay, yung hashtag oops, hashtag me and my big mouth, o kaya hashtag masama ba magtanong. You know why? Because this question, it's not a question of inquiry. It was a question of doubt. It's like saying sa Tagalog, sa Pilipino, Lord, posible ba talaga? Kaya ba talaga mangyari yung sinasabi mo para namang hindi talaga? Sure, weh. Diba? That's actually how it looked like. That's why God, seeing his heart, commanded and relayed this message to the angel Gabriel. And this is what he said in verse 19. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, ito na yung consequence. You will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. All because he did not believe. Obviously, all the hopelessness that he encountered in his life was quite overwhelming, that even to the point that God was already speaking his word of hope to him, it was never enough for him to believe. It was never enough for him to rekindle and ignite the hope inside his heart. That's why he responded in doubt. But the good thing here is, in spite of the doubt that this man showcased, God still responded in grace. And God showed him that I would still be there fulfilling the promise that I have given you. A year after, a baby was born for Zechariah and Elizabeth. And that person is John the Baptist. You see, at the end of the day, we would always have to go back to that question. Do I believe God? Will I believe Him or will I not? When faced with a hopeless situation, when faced with a problem, when faced with challenges in life, we will always go back to that question. Will I trust and will I believe that my God is the source of hope in this situation? Can I count on Him? Can I find hope in Him? Is there hope in amidst these things that I'm facing right now? For Zechariah, it was never enough. The words that was spoken to him, words of hope, was never enough for him. That's why God had to add unto it. God allowed a baby to be born, so that finally this man, from someone who is doubting, ends up praising. From someone who is doubting God, ends up believing and worshiping God for what he has done. Because a miracle happened. A baby was born. You see, if we're going to look at our lives, faced with different challenges, faced with different difficulties in life, you would actually realize we're no different to Zechariah. Because at times, we hear the word of God. Or should I say, most of the time, we come here in church, we get encouraged, we get pumped up. But when we go back there in our families, when we go back there in the world, we go back to our offices, to our campuses, faced with the challenges, we shrink back again. And we believe the lie that God would not come through for me. We lose hope. We give in to hopelessness. But you see, just like how God showed his loving kindness to Zechariah, God showed his loving kindness to us as well. That's why he also allowed a baby to be born for all of us, to show us that indeed he is someone who listens, who hears our prayers, and someone who answers it. More than 2,000 years ago, a baby was born. A God who became man was born in Bethlehem in a manger, grew up like an ordinary human, lived a life that we should have lived, died the death that we should have died, and resurrected again. That baby born in the manger is none other than Christ, Jesus Christ. And that's the very reason why we are celebrating Christmas, because we want to commemorate God's provision so that you and I may find hope. Today, as we approach Christmas, let's find hope in Him. But however discouraging situations are, God is assuring us that God is here for you. You can put our hope, your hope in Him. We can find confidence in Him, because His birth is the hope that God has given us. As I end this, I want to leave this thought to you, that the birth of Jesus gives us the greatest hope, that God hears and answers beyond our prayers. That God hears and answers beyond our prayers. You see, the Bible tells us that the greatest and the most hopeless situation that we are in is not the problem of finances, it's not the problem of health, It's not the problem of relationship, but the problem of being wrong, in a wrong standing before God. And the Bible says it's because of sin. It's because sin penetrated our hearts. It's because of sin that we cannot stand and enjoy the plans that God has for us. The Bible says that because of that sin that we allowed ourselves to entertain, instead of blessing that God wants us to have, what we now deserve are curses. Curses. Punishment. And in fact, the Bible even says that on our death, what we deserve, where we're going, is actually hell. That's the greatest and the most hopeless situation that we're in. And I don't know if anyone of you here, nung bata kayo, naisip nyo, pinag-pray nyo na, Lord, sana hindi mangyari sa akin yun. But the good news is, even though we did not pray for that, even though we did not even bother thinking about that, when we were born and we're still young, more than 2,000 years ago, God already remedied the concern. God already gave us hope by dying on the cross for us, by saving us through Christ. And the Bible is saying, if we put our hope in Him, there is salvation for us. If we put our hope in Him, there is hope in the life that we have. Jesus' birth gives us the greatest hope that God hears our prayers and God answers our prayers. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for you are a God who always knows what we are going through. Thank you, God, that we are not left alone, God, by ourselves, God, to face the challenges, to face the problems, to face the hopeless situations, God, that we are in. Thank you, God, that you are there always to grant us hope. And thank you, Lord, that because of what you have done for us on the cross, Lord, we can find hope in our situation. We can believe that in these things that we're praying for, if it's according to your will, it will come to pass. According to your will, in your perfect time, Lord. Thank you. I want to pray for all of you in this room. How many of you here, you are believing God for something before the year ends? You raise your hand. You're believing something big. It might even be something that is beyond you. But you just know you're believing for that. It's what we're going to do. I want you to think of that one thing. Think of that particular hope that you have. Because God would be the one to decide whether it's for you or for not. But our role, our response in this is, Lord, I'm going to be in faith. I'm going to believe. I'm going to put my hope that if it's according to your will, it's going to come to pass. It's going to be happening to me. So today we want to be in hope for that. We're going to sing this song. And we're going to declare that in this particular concern, I'm going to trust my God. I'm going to put my hope in Him and Him alone. Lord, today we choose to trust you in our concerns. Lord, we don't know if these prayers that we have will be answered or will it be not answered, Lord. But come what may, Lord, we will choose to trust you. We will choose to believe, God, that you are in control and you would always give us what is best according to your will. Feel like asking us, every one of us, actually to pray. Maybe for, sabi ko kanina, there seems to be things na hindi natin napasalamatan sa Lord. A set of unanswered prayers. But I just feel like for us to keep on hoping and keep on believing that God is in control, we need to start by thanking Him for all the answered prayers and even the unanswered prayers that we received this year. Can we do that tonight? In your own words, can you utter a prayer to God and say to Him, Lord, thank you for these things. Just think, talk to Him. Talk to Him right now. Come on. Lord, thank you for all these things that you have done for us. All the unanswered prayers, all the answered prayers, Lord. Lord, thank you.